This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z, and on the phone with me, the newest female sensation out of Houston, signed to Universal and Latium Entertainment. Please welcome the very beautiful, the very talented. Oh, I'm so lucky to have her on the phone right now. Natalie, how are you?
Man, I like that intro.
If you like it, I can do it again.
We'll talk later. I want to hear more.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I know that you have been just so busy between the album that dropped on Tuesday and your tour right now. You're finally home, relaxing, on the phone with me, doing what you should, kick off the shoes, talk to me.
Oh my gosh, I'm just definitely staying busy, staying on the road. I was on a radio promo run, so I had to, basically hit every station you could possibly think of to let everybody know that, you know, my album Everything New hit stores, and I got a new single out, Love You So. As far as being a new artist, you know, having my second album out, I still have to go through going through the whole promo run. So promoting myself and the album, the song, performing, doing the work.
Certainly. The album title is called Everything New. And Natalie, over the course of music's history, we've heard kind of the same thing for a certain amount of years, and then it'll change up, and then the same thing will happen. What does this album offer that people have not heard over the past 5-6 years that's different?
Hence the name Everything New. I just think that, you know, it's definitely music that I've been making since I was recording demos 5-6 years ago. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's got more of a hip-hop flavor to it, or it's got more of an edgier sound to it. Like, that music is me, you know? And I think what happened last year was, you know, my single Going Crazy, I'm lucky enough that I can say this, it took off, and I had to chase that type of song with that type of album. That's where I was as a writer and a woman in my life last year, was more of an R&B kind of ballad driven feel. This time, you know, I'm definitely influenced by hip hop. And I know a lot of people can say that, but, like, you know, I've been listening to people like Jay-Z and UGK since, like, 96, 97. So for someone like Bun B to hop on my record, it's not just because that was an A&R move or because that was, like, oh, you should do a record with a rapper. It wasn't that. That was me. That was me saying, you know what? Hey, Play, the guy who produced the track. I was like, Play, I want a rapper on this, and I want Bun B. So, you know, that's how it went down. I think what makes it different is coming from my background as a freestyle rapper and not only as a writer. You know, like, I've always written R&B songs or pop ballads, you know, whatever you want to call them. But my background is also part of the hip-hop scene out here in Houston. So to be able to write kind of almost with a rapper's mentality, like to still be able to write love songs or, you know, a pop record, but it still kind of has that different sound to it, it's because of my, you know, my old school, like, just my rapping abilities from freestyling to writing raps and kind of throwing that kind of melodic rappy sound into it. So I think that alone keeps it versatile and keeps the sound different from what other artists might do.
Natalie, I could not agree more with you. And a lot of people across the country who follow the hip-hop industry very closely have noticed Houston has been blowing up over the past 2 years, but mostly from the success of male rap artists such as your Mike Jones, Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, of course. How do you think that with this album, Everything New, you're going to help people to understand that there aren't only successful male rap artists, but also female, you know, goal-oriented, goal-driven singers such as yourself?
Right. Well, you know, definitely Houston has always been known for having, you know, rap artists come out, starting with Scarface and, you know, the Ghetto Boys.
Are you going back, girl?
Right, right. And, you know, and it's people like that who open the doors for all these other rappers to come along. Now, we can't forget, like, Beyonce Knowles and Destiny's Child, you know, Kelly Rowland and Beyonce, who are from Houston. And I think if it weren't for them, a girl like me wouldn't be able to come out.
And I've had the opportunity to take a listen to the entire album. I love what I've heard. The energy is amazing. There's a lot of growth and maturity from your earlier stuff as well. And it has a very sexy vibe to it. I don't know if you've talked to Justin or not, but I think there might be an argument here that you, not Justin, is bringing sexy back.
That I brought sexy back?
Now it's been brought back. You brought it back. It's here.
You know, I always say that in a joking way. Like, lately I've been like, shoot, sexy never left. I am sexy. No, you know what I think it is? I think, you know, a lot of times when an artist, especially a new artist, like, you know, I was a new artist last year and I had Going Crazy out. And I think a lot of times what happens is record labels push you out there with a certain image, you know, and I think everybody knows that by now, you know, like, they want you to be a certain way, you know, and it's like, I think with Everything New, I've learned so much just within a year and a half in this industry that it's like, whoa, I do have a say-so in what I want to do, and I do have a say-so in what I wear, you know, and all that stuff. Just along with the look period and my career mind and, like, the way I'm thinking now, that's what I meant by everything new. It's, well, okay, this is the music that I write, and luckily, as a writer, it's been approved. You know, the label accepts it, and then the fans accept it, and that's me. Like, how much more can I show me and my personality? Like, it's through my music. As a new artist with the second album out, that's just, everything new is just kind of what I was feeling. Like, just everything new from an artist to a person to a woman, period.
Well, I agree with you up until the part about the woman, period. I don't understand that, so I'm not going to act like I
okay.
do. You talked about dreams and always dreaming big, and a lot of people, Natalie, probably don't know that originally your dream was to become not only a singer, but a choreographer and a dancer.
Right. Well, you know, I was always a dancer that would sing along with the words while I was dancing. You know, so I was like, man, I want to be a performer. I really want to be a singer. And that's when I started slowly getting into the studio, recording demos, you know, doing the whole mixtape thing, and then slowly started singing hooks for certain people. Baby Bash actually was one of the few people who told me, man, Nat, you need to sing. Like, come sing these hooks on my records. And then eventually the right people heard me, and now I'm a singer.
Everything is meant to be. It all worked out perfectly for you.
Yep.
Natalie, we're almost towards the end of 2006. The album obviously just got released. Where do you see yourself at the start of next year, 007? You moved on with your career. The album will have already been in stores for months. What's Natalie up to? What success has she seen?
Yeah, you know what? I hopefully, you know, like I said, I can't be big enough on my writing. Like, that's really my passion, is the writing and the performing. You know, I hopefully hope to move into TV and films, and then, you know, every year record another album, but still be seen on television.
I took notice. You do have a publishing deal with EMI, correct?
Yes,
So you got your publishing. Your work is not going to go be taken for granted. A lot of people, they're not smart and business-minded like that. They end up getting taken advantage of. You got that straightened. And let me just tell you, I think it's going to be a seamless transition for you. You should thank the marketing director for Universal for making sure that they didn't throw some art on your cover. The best thing they possibly could have done was to throw this picture that they have of you on the cover. If people don't recognize the fact that you're a great singer, they'll buy the album alone on the cover, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, you know, when we picked that photo out, and again, that goes to me and my manager being able to have control of what pictures we wanted. I mean, I picked the stylist, the photographer, the makeup artist, everything, and that's because it was me. You know, that's my style. You can look at the cover at the same time you're listening to the album, and that's me. Like, that's my personality, just sitting there, you know. I don't know why I was holding my head, but hey, it was part of the...
It doesn't matter.
The part of the feel.
Most certainly, Natalie. Hey, listen, if someone wants to find out more about you and pick up a copy of your album, is there a website or a MySpace address you can go ahead and give all your fans and my listeners?
Yes, nataliemusic.com, nataliemusic.net, and of course, my MySpace page is myspace.com/nataliemusic.
Great. We wish you nothing but the most success the rest of this year and into 2007. Brand new album, Natalie, everything new in stores right now. It's been a pleasure, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you. It's so nice talking to you.